This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready for that drive? We are. In fact, we are beginning the second portion of the baseball regular season at the ballpark. We are live at Gallagher Way leading up to Cubs and Red Sox at Wrigley. It is all brought to you by IDOT. The Illinois Department of Transportation is here with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game. Visit itisnotagameillinois.com to learn more. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Rami Makhlouf filling in. Should we do the thing again?
Sure. Are we going to scare everybody out here?
Probably.
Okay.
We're not at an airport.
It's your show.
Let's wake them up. 1, 2, 3. And that's how we get it started.
Let's go.
Cubs and Red Sox later today. We're here until
12:40.
We definitely scared her.
Yeah, she jumped. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're going to create mischief. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
We'll dance a little. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great day.
But that's kind of the point. This is a wonderful way to begin the season.
Oh,
let's
man.
Tell you who's with us. We have C.S. Henderson. She is here. Rich Wyatt is also here on the ones and twos. Connor O'Donnell joined us today. He set up a camera that is pretty close. I'm pretty sure you guys can see up my nostrils on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. The Mob is here as well. We also have Jacob Stutz back at the station and Baby T, Tyler Feringel, helping out thanks to Ray Diaz as well. And Tyler Buterbaugh joining us today. I know that we set it up a little bit yesterday, Marshall and I did, Rami.
Yeah.
Talking about the Cubs series and what it was going to take. I do think that you have to have 90 wins in mind when you consider who's breathing down your neck with the Brewers and how they're getting healthy, how they're yet again only a game behind you. The goal isn't just the playoffs, which is awesome. That's mm-hmm. what you want. You want to level up. The goal is definitely to at least win your division. And I feel like in setting that hard number of 90, you are saying that is the standard for the team. You're not basing it off of the division around you. You're not basing it off of who you think you might face. And that's why I think when you have a series like this against the Red Sox, a team that is also trying to not only make the playoffs, contend in their division, but figure out what they need to do in order to be making the playoffs in the American League in one of their best divisions in baseball in the AL East, it sets you up for at least more measuring sticks and a really good test of telling you what you need against quality pitching, like we're going to see Lucas Giolito, yep. Garrett Crochet on Sunday, ahead of that trade deadline.
I would say 90 is enough to win the division. That Brewers team is not going away anytime soon. A 92, 93 would make me feel a lot better. They've been the best team in baseball for 2 months now, the Brewers have. 31-12. In their last 43 games, and they just got back Brandon Woodruff and added him to an already very good rotation that had two guys pitching like aces at the top, and Mizorowski and Peralta. So I'm looking for 92, 93 wins, and those two teams, the Cubs and the Brewers, are going to play each other eight times between July 28th and August 21st. And to give yourself a little cushion in those games and not have those series be like the be-all, end-all, and you may be leaving them looking up at the Brewers in the standings, you got to win series like you got starting today with the Red Sox. And you got to take advantage of what's one of the easiest schedules outside of those eight games with the Brewers and this series with the Red Sox. Cubs have one of the easiest schedules in Major League Baseball post All-Star break. So they do have some things working in their favor, but man, the Brewers are not going anywhere. And this Red Sox team that's going to be here at Wrigley today is one of the hottest teams in baseball somehow since trading Rafael Devers. I don't understand it. They looked like they were going to be sellers at one point a couple weeks ago. You thought maybe the third baseman who the Cubs
Alex Bregman. Right. Who I think is supposed to be in the lineup today. He came back right before the All-Star break.
It looked like he might be on the trade block, and I'd actually heard the Brewers were sniffing around him a little bit. I don't think they're going to be sellers between now and the trade deadline. This is a big series coming out of the gates here, and I think with the Brewers breathing down your neck the way that they are, there are no like not small series or not small games down the stretch here until if and when you can put some breathing room between yourself and the Brewers, and I don't know that that's going to happen.
I don't want a 2016 this every time the Cubs have a potential playoff team. That's not what I want to do. But I do want to draw the parallel that when I was part of the NBC Sports Chicago team at the time covering the Cubs in 2016. I can't tell you how many times we said this feels like a playoff preview or this is a possible playoff type of series or you have that playoff atmosphere. That was before the balanced schedule. So you find yourself saying that a lot more against American League teams, even though you know you're not obviously facing them in the playoffs.
Right.
Like the Yankees where you took two out of three before the break. Like in this case, the Red Sox. It's still good competition to tell you where you are and what you need. It's going to tell you more truths. If you're evaluating a position need, if you're evaluating how you try to figure out a player, if there's growth, you can do that with series like this. And I say that because even in losses or even in a losing at bat per se, there's still a lot of answers you can get about what you need to do, knowing that Brewers team does have, a practically 700 win percentage the past 2 months?
Yeah.
Moving forward. Like, there's a lot to be done here and a lot of things you can appreciate. Not just that we're going to see three good games, potentially.
Yeah.
But that this is a great time for evaluation. I'm sure we'll talk to Carter Hawkins a little more about that coming up here at 10:25. He's going to join us. But either way, if you slightly like baseball, this is the series for you, and you saw that in ticket pricing.
Yeah, I wanted to go to this game. I tried using, the connections we have, being the Cubs Radio Network, and I was told, yeah, they're sold out already. We don't got any. So I went to the old StubHub and looked it up. Cheapest ticket, like 400 level, probably sitting behind a beam, $130. And I'm not so broke that I couldn't afford 100, but I've seen enough Cubs regular season games that I was like, I'm not spending $130 on a regular season baseball game. I'll go home or go to an establishment around here and enjoy the festivities. But yeah, man, we've seen so many Red Sox fans out here that obviously drives up the price. We saw a guy. There's a guy right there. We saw a guy in a Cubs hat.
Guys.
We saw a guy in a Cubs hat and a Red Sox jersey. Or no, it might have been. No, that's what it was.
It was a Cubs jersey.
Oh, Cubs jersey, Red Sox hat.
No. It was a Red Sox jersey and a Cubs
that's
hat.
That's not okay. Pick a side.
What are you doing there?
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you cheer for each inning?
Are you just cheering every time somebody gets a hit? How do you attend a game like this dressed like that and in that frame of mind? I don't even understand.
What happens to your voice after 27 hours?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to lie. I got some teams that are – the Cubs are my number one. It was my first love, baseball in the Chicago – but I got some teams that I'm like, yeah, I can get down with them. I can root for them. But if they're playing the Cubs – it's the Cubs, 100% of the time. How do you even come out here? Is this another one? I think we just had another one walk past in a Red Sox jersey.
No, he's got
a Red Sox hat. Okay, I'm sorry. I missed that. Yeah.
You're in the gatekeeping of this sportswear.
We are here to gatekeep.
What's the penalty? How do we find people?
He should give me his ticket. That's the penalty. He should give me his ticket to this baseball game.
You need to wear a uniform of some kind. Like carry a clipboard. Get one of those vests with like reflective tape. We can figure out something.
You're gonna have to give up your ticket. This is not allowed.
Our friend Sam Bernero has joined. We love Sam. Sam was breaking news for us a couple weeks ago. She got a picture of Jordan Wicks coming into the clubhouse, and that's how we knew they were calling him up.
Nice.
Sam is an intrepid photographer,
well done, Sam. Well
to
done.
Say the very least. Nice to see you. Who's here visiting?
Okay. Luke Little.
Sam, the latest report from our clubhouse reporter, Sam Bernero, says Luke Little is here, but he's just visiting.
It's not
Thank
official.
You, Sam.
Not added to the roster.
See, that's how you get it done. When
that's
the people
good stuff.
Work for you.
That's inside stuff right there.
But I think it is a good point because I saw the same thing. I think it was Matt Lindner on Twitter who posted that he couldn't get a bleacher seat for like less than $150.
It's wild. And
so
when you have two teams,
ticket.
Two historic teams like this playing as good as they're both playing, and they don't see each other very often. Red Sox fans don't get a chance to come see their team at Wrigley Field all that often. That's going to happen, you know, and that's a sign of how good things are for the Cubs right now, and also the Red Sox. But this ticket wouldn't be as expensive if we're talking about, you know, a Cubs team that was on pace for 70 wins or whatever the case might be.
Right, exactly. And you said it. It's going to be at least 90. I feel like that's a really good benchmark. To have a hard number, too, is,
yeah.
I think, important, not just for fans to understand, but for team. You know, when a team who listens to their manager set a goal, that's a hard number that you can at least aspire to. It's a little easier than saying, okay, win the division. It gives people a more clear assignment, and I feel like that's, again, just another example of what Craig Counsell specifically can do when managing a group. Let's listen to what he had to say right after the last game they've played, which was after they took 2 of 3 against the Yankees, about how this is win stacking time.
Our job is just to keep winning, man. I mean, it's simple as that. There's so much season left. Just keep winning. Stack up wins. Stack up wins. We're going to be in a good position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And he's right. I feel like that's the mode you have to be in at this time. Get it done against a guy like even Lucas Giolito, I feel like, has had a bit of a renaissance.
Yeah.
You know, he's indicative of the Red Sox success. And I feel like with their starting pitching and setting that tone, it makes the rest of everybody else fall in line for a win. To see him today when we thought maybe he would be available at the trade deadline, even that is a good test for this Cubs offense out of the break.
And it's not the most exciting thing, but to me it's just the consistency that they've had to this point that they need to keep up. Yeah, 9 and 10 game win streaks or winning 11 out of 12 stuff, that'd be great. You know what I mean? That'd be awesome. And we're talking a lot about the trade deadline and adding an Eugenio Suarez or a frontline pitcher to this rotation. But this Cubs team, and I didn't realize this until I read it in Sadev Sharma's article at The Athletic, they haven't lost 4 games in a row yet. Like, summer league has wrapped up. Bears report to training camp next week. And the Cubs haven't lost four games in a row yet. They also haven't been swept in a series yet this season. They're only one of two teams in baseball that can say that. That type of consistency and resiliency, and when they do lose a game or two games in a row, they always seem to bounce back, especially the offense will usually bounce back with a big performance. That's what's gotten the Cubs to this point, and that's what they're going to have to do down the stretch here, is just maintain that consistency, that resiliency, to not let yourself go into a slide or a spiral, especially with the way that the Brewers are playing right now. That's what it's going to take, is just staying consistent, not letting yourself fall into some kind of hole or some kind of spiral. And like Craig said, just keep stacking up those wins.
This segment on Raheemy and Harris with Robbie Maklouf on the Score talking Cubs is brought to you by Almost Free Teeth. Save on dental implants today. We would also be remiss if we didn't talk about who else has had a good outing when it comes to being on the mound, and that is today's starter for the Cubs, Colin Ray. How about the outing he last had against the Twins his last time up? 7 innings, 3 hits, only 1 earned run, only 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. He went 6 2/3 against the Cardinals the last time before that. And then it was a bit of a trend that we saw earlier. Excellent outing against the Astros at that point, and that's now the third most recent start he's had. That one, when he went 5 innings, he gave up only 2 earned runs. I thought that was probably his best start of the season. And then he follows that up with 2 really strong July outings. It's very encouraging to know that he's going to the mound today with that behind him.
Yeah, I was hosting the afternoon show in for Spiegel and Holmes that day that he made that start last week. And I said then, and it might sound crazy, like we talk about Kyle Tucker and Pete Crow Armstrong and all the stars and faces of this team. I don't know where you are without the Colin Rays of the world and some of the other unlikely heroes and guys that have sort of popped up in the bullpen. That's what takes a team over the top. You need the superstars, and they're probably going to give you a baseline 85 wins. To get to that 90, 92, 93 that we started the show talking about today, you need those unexpected guys playing above the back of their baseball card. And I think Colin Ray is a perfect example of that. With all the injuries they've had to the starting rotation this year, and he sort of filled in and plugged some holes in the bullpen at times this year, I really don't know where you are today without a Colin Ray and some of the other guys of that ilk up and down this roster and in that pitching staff. That's what you need, and credit to him, and also credit to the Cubs and their pitching gurus that they have, starting with Hadavi and everybody else involved, to get a Colin Ray up mm-hmm. to this point, or a Matthew Boyd pitching up to an all-star level. Like, that's what you need to have the type of season, and to keep having the type of season that they've had to this point.
And I know you mentioned the Brewers earlier. Brew Crew has to face the Dodgers again. That's a 3-game set. I don't necessarily know that they're going to sweep like they did at home.
They've won 7 straight against the Dodgers. The Brewers have won 7 straight against the Dodgers. I saw that on SportsCenter this morning, and I was like, are you kidding me? How do the Brewers do this? Like, you lose Craig Counsell, you lose David Stearns, Corbin Burns, Josh Hader, Willy Adames. Like, the list goes on and on of the guys who
Devin Williams,
who they've shipped out or went elsewhere, and they keep figuring out a way, and it's a little annoying, Layla. It's a little annoying. They're like that pesky fly at the cookout that you keep swatting away, and they keep coming back. And you're like, how are you even still alive? What is happening here? That's how I feel about the Brewers, but I don't think they're going away anytime soon.
I don't either, but I think it's good to have them breathing down your neck because you know you can't let up.
It keeps you on your toes. It keeps this Cubs game on their toes, and knowing that they have to keep stacking up wins, as Craig said, because there is no breathing room. There's no comfort zone here with the Brewers as close as they are and playing as well as they are.
You're listening to Robbie Maklouf. He is in for Marshall Harris, and you are from here.
I am.
I don't know. You're not from the city proper.
I was born and raised in Rogers Park, later moved out to Palatine.
Okay, there it is. Yeah, I knew there was some element of you having lived in the suburbs.
Yeah.
But that's why I say this. How is it that I take the red line all the time? I take the red line all the time. I take the train all the time. I take the CTA bus.
Yeah.
I took the CTA coming back from the Sky game the other night.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 3 bus. But how is it that you hadn't taken the train.
I've taken the train.
To a game.
Never alone.
What?
I've never been the one in charge of navigating the train, of finding the train station, getting on the right train, getting off at the right stop. I'm a man baby, Layla. I'm a giant man baby. I just hold people's hands. Now it's my wife. It used to be my mom or my dad or friends or my brother. I just hold their hand and go where they take me. You know what I mean?
Was this in your vows at your recent wedding? Was this in there?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't.
Just making sure.
I've always had a chaperone when taking the train to Wrigley Field. Today I had to do it on my own. My friend who I stay with, usually if I'm working on the score, especially if it's an earlier shift like today, he lives right on the border of Evanston, right off the lake. So it's like a 20-minute ride to the studio.
That sounds lovely.
Super convenient. But today I had to get here on my own using the train, and I figured it out. I did
Yay.
Cheat. I'm not going to lie. I did cheat. I'll be up front with you guys. I was pretty sure I was at the right station. I was about to get on the right train, and then I spotted an older gentleman who was wearing the uniform of folks who work here at Wrigley Field. So I started stalking him and following him just to make sure I was going to the right place and in the right direction. So I essentially had a chaperone again today.
You followed the uniform.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he works at Wrigley. I'll just go where this guy's going. We're going to the same place. And sure enough, we got here.
What about the disembodied voice that's like, you're on CTA ride XYZ. You are going to this stop next.
Yeah, but they don't tell you Addison is where you get off to go to the Cubs game. They don't tell you that. They just say next stop, Addison.
Next stop, Carter Hawkins.
But Google Maps is pretty helpful in navigating the
Google
the
Maps
yeah,
is helpful.
If you don't know what if you're a man baby like myself, it does work.
Next up, we'll teach you about turn-by-turn directions.
Thank you.
And then maybe someday you'll ride the bus on your own.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.